Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning is Jackie White. She's STA's Social Services Intake Specialist. Hi, Jackie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. And Ariella Hughes is the Executive Director of Braveheart. Once again?
Yeah, once again. And volunteer this time.
All right. Jackie and Ariella are here to talk about very special event for Native American Heritage Month that's coming up, I guess, this Wednesday, Jackie, right?
Yes.
Lunchtime?
In celebration of Native American Heritage Month, the theme is honoring women who serve, inspire, and pave the way. So on the 29th, we'll be honoring our most precious elders for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, sponsored by the Social Services Department. We have collaborated with other programs to make this event happen. It will be Wednesday, November 30th from 12 to 3. We'll start off with opening remarks, and Judge Esquiro will be coming to swear in the new council members. And next on the agenda is Braveheart. They'll be talking and honoring about their honoring their volunteers. We'll have the language and education program Lillian Young, their culture class. They'll be singing for our elders, and Pacific High School will be distributing deer meat to our elders. So as we get going, we're going to feed our elders, we're going to play games, and we're going to celebrate and honor them.
I was going to say, is that deer meat going to be in cooked form, or is it going to be wrapped? Is there going to be a meal at this?
Yes, event? we'll be having a luncheon, and what our luncheon menu is going to be is deer stew. Melanie Board, the Director of Social Services, will be making her stew, and Blossom Twitchell will be making her fry bread, and we're going to have berries and just different items. We have different people that are going to be contributing and bringing whatever they want to bring.
Yeah, I better stop you there, Jack. It's been a long time since breakfast. You start saying fry bread and deer stew. And anyway, so it sounds like, I'm just kidding, a great meal, and then distributing food to elders. And what are the last few things on the agenda?
Well, on the agenda, the Pacific High School, they're going to be distributing the deer meat to elders, okay, which they were donated a deer, and they processed the meat, and they got it packed up and frozen, and they're going to give it to the elders at the end of the, towards the end of the event.
And that's an important way of honoring elders, by distributing food back up to the people who gave us life and culture.
Yes, and it's very important to always remember our elders. As Native Americans, we hold them up to the utmost highest respect. We take care of them, we honor them, and we treat them really good, you know, for what they've contributed in life and what they teach us and the knowledge that they carry. It's an honor to have an event to celebrate their life.
Yeah, an important lesson for the rest of the world, I think. Ariella, what is Braveheart's role in this going to be on Wednesday?
Well, first of all, I just want to say we're really so happy that we were invited to participate in the Honoring Elders event, because that is so in line with, you know, our ideals and values and mission. So the tribe has done a great job of pulling in so many different components from the community to have this whole month of events. It's pretty spectacular. And this Honoring Elders, Braveheart is going to talk about, just briefly at the beginning, some of the Native elders, both men and women actually, who were very instrumental in the formation of Braveheart Volunteers, which at the time was Sitka's Faith in Action. And actually we owe our name to Jesse Johnny and Henry Moy, among two of a few others. But so some very instrumental support came through the Native elder community for Braveheart, and we just want to honor that. And also we're encouraging all our volunteers and other volunteers from the community to go help at the lunch, because we need people to help serve, and we need people to help set up, and we need people to help clean up. So if anyone wants to just participate and give back a little to, as Jackie says, our precious elders, they definitely have that opportunity.
Yeah, and it sounds like just a great opportunity for good company, and to share conversation and just be together. And that's a lot of what Braveheart does, is just, it's, you know, it's not It's respite care and also just being there for people.
Yes, right? That's exactly right. Yeah, so this fits perfectly with something that we'll really enjoy doing. And as a matter of fact, Jesse, Johnny's daughter, Tammy, came and gave a presentation this month at Braveheart about the culture and about caring for elders. And it was very powerful for the people who came. They came away saying, I'm definitely going to the honoring elders dinner, and I definitely want to help serve. Yeah.
All right. So how should, if people want to help, should they get in touch with you, Ariella, or should they just show up? Or
I think if they want to just show up and check in over at the A&B Hall, I think that would be the best thing. We know that if they want to help actually serve the food, 11:30 would be a good time to come. If they want to help set up the room, 9:30 would be a good time to come. And if they want to help clean up, I'd say around 2 or 2:30 would be a good time.
Okay. Jackie, who's welcome at the Honoring Elders event? Who are you hoping comes out?
We're hoping that everybody comes to celebrate our elders, and everyone is welcome. You know, it's for our Sitka Tribe of Alaska, tribal citizens, elders, and their caregivers or whoever that they want to bring with them, they're welcome to come. I would just like to take a brief moment to thank the people that have been working with me and collaborating in the meetings to bring this event on board. And that's Claire Gray from Search, with all her input and ideas, and the language and education program, Lillian Young, the resource protection, Jeff Philpage. They had donated a deer, and Tammy Young helped me last week to cut up that deer and process it for the deer stew. And Braveheart, Pacific High School Kids, and the Sitka Pioneers Home, Dana Arnold, for her input and things that they, and everybody that had a hand in it. My boss, Melanie Board, she's the social services director, and all my coworkers, Jean Arnold, Louise Brady, Jerry Couchy, and Brianna Stewart, and Krista Pera, and Blossom Twitchell.
Right.
So I just want to say thank you to everybody that had brought it together, and we're going to have fun. We're going to enjoy ourselves and celebrate our elders.
A huge effort for Native American Heritage Month this month. It seems like it's just getting bigger and better every year. We have just a couple minutes before we have to go, but Jackie, there are some other things. Tonight, there's the fashion showcase, the regalia, and cultural fashion showcase has been moved to tonight at 6:30 at the Sheetgaquan Nakahiti. There's an event at Pacific High, Native American Heritage Month speaker series. It's going to have Louise Brady, Ed Peel, and Sarah Williams. That's taking place this afternoon. Have you got your calendar up, Jackie, or did it?
Yes, I do.
And then there was story time today.
Yes, they're going to do preschool story time with Pauline Duncan, the Raven Legends, at the Pioneer Home Nurses Quarters from 1:30, and it's open to parents, family members, Edgecombe preschool students, and if anybody has any questions, they can contact Bernadette. They also have the Regalia Cultural Fashion Showcase tonight at 6:30 at the Sheetgaquan Nakahiti. The Sheetgaquan dancers will be performing there.
And speaking of dance, the 28th, tomorrow, Introduction to Tlingit Dance for Men at 6:30 in the evening.
We'll see you there, Rob.
Dionne would have it no other way, probably. Dionne Brady Howard will be the instructor. And I like the way it's just kind of blunt. Come on, Tlingit Dance for Men, get in there. And then the Honoring Our Tribal Elders Luncheon will be noon to 3 on Wednesday, as Jackie mentioned, the swearing in of the tribal council.
And there's something that's also happening not on the calendar, and
yes,
that's Martin Strand is being honored at the Sitka Public Library with a nice display that his wife Marcia put up, and his books that were actually published after his death, of wonderful poetry, and people remember him as a fabulous photographer. So that's happening too.
Yeah, Martin Strand was. I don't know what to say about Martin except go see his pictures.
Yes.
And go read his writing. That's really the best way to probably approach trying to understand that really interesting character in Sitka's past. So This is it. This is the last week of Native American Heritage Month. And Jackie, I guess on the 1st of December, the new tribal council members will take their seat. And it's another 11 months getting ready for next year's.
Oh, yes. And we're looking forward to it. And we can start planning as soon as we're done with this month.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Jackie. Jackie is the SDA Social Services Intake Specialist. Ariella Hughes is Braveheart's Executive Director. We've been talking about the last week of Native American Heritage Month activities, but especially this event on Wednesday honoring our tribal elders luncheon, noon to 3 p.m. at the A&B Hall.
Come help out.
Yeah, everybody's welcome. Thanks again for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.